This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Campbell's Soup Company controls about 50% of the soup market, which is far less than the 144-year-old company used to. So in order to start growing again, Campbell's introduced a new line of soups specifically for millennials. The results have been lukewarm, as Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
They're called Campbell's Go Soups. They come in a microwavable pouch, each one with a different black and white photo of a young person making a quirky face. The Moroccan chicken, for example, has a woman in thick-rimmed glasses with a cartoon voice bubble that says, "Check it out." Campbell's came up with the idea by sending some of its employees to cities like London, New York, and Portland to follow hipster millennials around and see what they ate.
They did a great job figuring out what millennials wanted. The flavors, you know, quinoa and chicken. We like to be healthy. We like quinoa. Perfect.
Evan Hamilton is 28, which makes him a millennial, a term that generally applies to people born between 1980 and 2000. He works at User Voice, a company that helps businesses get feedback from their customers. He thinks Campbell's did a good job with flavors, but when he saw the way the soups were marketed, he says he was kind of insulted.
It sounds like the marketing copy that would be written by aliens if they landed here, you know, 2,000 years from now and looked through the wreckage of our civilization and found, like, a Simpsons episode from 1999. It doesn't sound like how actual millennials talk.
Robert Zeithammer is a professor of marketing at UCLA. He had his students write about the marketing campaign, and nearly all of them thought it was ridiculous. Zeithammer says that the recession has caused a profound shift in our understanding of millennials, and Campbell's hasn't adjusted to the new reality.
So before the recession, when we thought about millennials, we always talked about them as basically rich, suburban kids, right, who have everything in the world, they're the richest generation, and they just have it made.
Zeithammer says that according to new economic research, millennials who graduated from college during the recession and missed out on entry-level corporate jobs may never catch up.
We should feel profoundly sorry for them. We should not be trying to sell them soup that costs almost double of all the other offerings of Campbell's.
The Go campaign has been the butt of jokes by bloggers and the Colbert Report. But Zeithammer says even this is good publicity because it gets millennials thinking about Campbell's. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.